Welcome to the show. This guy over here, his name is Johnny Grave, and he's our house band tonight, and he's our musical guest tonight. And I don't know if you guys know this, but we're on a campaign to get on the Mark McGrath and Friends cruise, and we're going to make it happen. Yeah, give it up for Mark McGrath. He's a pretty cool dude. So Johnny's going to be here all night playing the best Sugar Ray song. So Johnny, could you give me 30 seconds of a Sugar Ray? Don't laugh. It's fucking art. So Johnny, could you give me 30 seconds of a sweet sure. Sugar Ray song? So ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Put your hands together for Mark McGrath, tribute artist, Johnny Grave. Fly by Sugar Ray, interpreted by Johnny Grave. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. We have such a fantastic show tonight, and here's why I like to do this talk show. After the talk show, I get to talk to new friends, and I get to talk to old friends. One of my old friends, Harold, he came up to me after one of these shows, and he says, you know who the coolest white guy alive is? Justin Timberlake. And I said, no, you're wrong. The coolest white guy alive is Nick Cave. So we did an unscientific survey, and we walked around the room, and I go, who's the coolest white guy alive? And some people said Jack White, and some people said Billy Corgan, but they were making a joke, and it was really funny. And then some people said Justin Timberlake, and I go, what about Nick Cave? And most of those people said, who is Nick Cave? And that's a problem. Okay, but that's my problem. You don't need – if you don't know him, he's not cool. That's kind of an important thing of being cool. If you're the cool kid in school, people know who you are. Now, I don't understand the appeal of Justin Timberlake. I'm not lying. I understand – that he is popular. I understand the popularity of him, but he seems like a permanent 7 out of 10 to me. He seems like a really cool friend. You know what I mean? Like, don't heckle me during this. Heckle me after the show. We'll talk about it, and I'm trying to gain some understanding. For example, my beautiful co-host, Jen Tisdale. Beautiful's part of this. She likes Justin Timberlake, and I go, Jen, do you know this song by The National? This is a great band, The National. She goes, no. And I go, I've been listening to it all morning. And she goes, I've been listening to Justin Timberlake all morning. She doesn't know who I like. That's my problem once again. So here's where I break it down. I asked my wonderful fiance, do you like Justin Timberlake? She goes, yeah. I go, why did you like Justin Timberlake? Well, when I was 12, I liked NSYNC, because when you're 12, you either have to like NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys. And she chose NSYNC. And I said, it doesn't really matter because Lou Pearlman founded both of those bands and fucked all the members of all those bands. So it's a wash. He's in jail right now in the midst of a 25-year sentence for a Ponzi scheme. It's beautiful. Check it out at rollingstone.com, everybody. It's a tribute site to the band, the Rolling Stones. So she liked him for sentimental reasons. I go, what do you think of him as an actor? He's okay. What do you think of him as an SNL host? He's okay. Do you think he's attractive? I get it. She says she gets why he's attractive. So, like, she's not even in her wheelhouse, yet she still harbors some sort of love for Justin Timberlake. And I ask other friends, like, well, why do you like him? Well, Jen likes him because on SNL he's really funny. Well, he's not really funny. He's doing the same shit he did on the Mickey Mouse Club when he was 10 years old. He's mugging. Do you know what mugging is? Mugging is when you're really pretty and you just go, pretty. And that's all that is. You know who's really funny? Ugly guys. Norm MacDonald, brilliant guy, not attractive. Louis C.K., the funniest guy alive, not attractive. Bill Cosby, not a looker, the funniest comic of all time. Do you see my point here? Justin Timberlake, very attractive man. I get it. All right, now let's go through the style. What's his style? He doesn't have a style. In his new video, he's wearing the same clothes Michael Jackson wore in 1985. He's wearing a suit with white socks. How is that attractive? That's not. That's what you dress a toddler in because it's cute. He's just cute. Now, I respect the man for trying to be in good movies. He's in The Social Network. That's a great movie. He's in Black Stink Moan. That's an attempt at a really good movie. But he also is in horrible movies. Mila Kunis and him, they fuck. Why is that a movie? It's just because there's two attractive people simulating fucking. That's why people like it. So why is the most medium to good man ever the coolest white guy alive? I'll never understand it, and that's why we have this talk show. We're going to talk about Justin Timberlake all night because apparently I'm the only one in the universe that doesn't get it. I want to know what chromosome I'm missing where I don't think JT is the shit. It's probably a really cool chromosome that makes me like Slayer. Now, final point of the night. Of the night. Yeah, we're ending the show after this train wreck. For the listener at home, I'm wearing a pseudo suit. I'm wearing shoes that the doctor, Dr. Ten, David Tennant, wore because I like Doctor Who. I'm wearing very boring black slacks. I'm wearing a medium suit coat. That's not the size. Like, in terms of style, it's a medium. I'm wearing a kick-ass tie, a pretty kick-ass tie with two squirrels in love with hearts. And I'm wearing a Slayer pin. The Slayer pin is what matters. I like the band Slayer. I think God Hates Us All is a great record. I'm not joking. It's a great record. It came out September 11, 2001. Not a joke. It's a fucking brilliant record. And it's a band of four really, really angry individuals making really, really angry metal music that's kind of from the heart, and it gave kids a lot to relate to. So I'm not joking. I love Slayer. Love Slayer. By the way, I don't beat women, and I'm not racist, and I have a lovely woman. So I'm not the typical Slayer fan. So I'm leaving work today, and there's this woman named Carly. And Carly works across the country. She works in San Francisco. She's visiting us in D.C. for a week. And she goes, I want a hug before I go. And I go, because she's a nice woman. And she gives me a hug. And she goes, Slayer, you're going to slay him tonight at your show. She has no idea that there's a band called Slayer. The last thing I say to her, what do you think of Justin Timberlake? He's the coolest guy alive. If you don't know who Slayer is, if you don't know who Nick Cave is, and you don't know The National, of course you think Justin Timberlake is the coolest guy alive. Me, I know better. Who's happier? Everybody but me. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show tonight. We have a lot to go, a lot to do. But before I even introduce our guests, I want Johnny to play another kick-ass Sugar Ray song. So could you pay me 30 more seconds of some sweet Sugar Ray tunes? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Gray with some Sugar Ray classics. Johnny Grave with the Sugar Ray classic Fly. It's a great song. Thank you so much,
Johnny. That was like a cut off their B-sides off their greatest hits, I think, right?
It's a remix of the song Fly. Yeah. Jen Tisdale, you are the co-host.
Hey.
Jen, how are you?
I'm good.
Why?
I don't remember you asking me about that National song.
Why?
I don't know who they are. So you're
so
correct.
Sad. They're so good.
I'm so sorry.
Why? What am I missing?
Do you know, I saw Justin Timberlake at the 930 Club.
Yes, and you told me this. You told me this is like you were bragging to me, and I thought you were
so,
making fun of yourself.
Because you're never going to see like a golden god like that in such a small...
How is a Disney character a golden god? He's the voice of Boo Boo in the Yogi Bear film. Why is this someone you want to fuck?
We all make some bad decisions.
Half of his career is a bad... He was in a McDonald's commercial.
That's silly to think that that's...
But that's reality. I can't make fun of Justin Timberlake for having sex with an 18-year-old Britney Spears. We're all people. That's a cool point, actually.
I do appreciate the fact that after they broke up and then he did Cry Me a River and that was basically a big fuck you to her.
Yes.
That I can appreciate because he was like, this girl's not Britney Spears. She just looks exactly like her.
That's kind of mean.
That's wonderful.
How is that?
Because she was a cheating whore.
Okay, you know the best way to deal with a cheating whore
is to do a music video where the cheating whore's doppelganger's in it.
Opposite.
Okay.
How about this? Never talk about it and be the better man and be an actual man.
He had to work his feelings out.
Why not work your feelings out with a therapist like an adult?
River.
Why?
Whole river of tears. It's very biblical. That breakup was a really biblical breakup.
So you like him because he's really mean to his exes.
Yeah, that's one fit. I don't. He's also, you keep ignoring, he's a triple threat, Brandon.
What is the other threat?
He can dance.
Okay. Why does this matter?
I'm sorry.
We don't praise backup dancers.
He's not a backup dancer.
His backup dancers are better than him.
Untrue. Not true.
That's not a lie.
Not true.
That's why they're just doing the dancing. That's
because
all they have to focus on.
Not falsettos. When a Caucasian male.
Why does it matter that he could dance?
Every time you ask me a question, you don't let me answer, but I'm...
Fair enough. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because a Caucasian male that can dance even like a little bit is already like a minotaur. What?
So you think it's a mystical creature?
With a bull's head and a human's body, yeah. Who can dance?
That would be attractive.
I'd watch that. So the point I'm making is it's just such a wonderful, like, beautiful... And also, weirdly, I was a Backstreet Boys fan, so I went into the other
team.
I was a big Nick Carter fan, but he's got a little chubby and did some drugs, so that's why I'm into that.
See,
but
I like him because he's a little chubby and did some drugs.
Yeah.
But he's also horrible to women,
Well, that's probably also why I like him, if I'm honest about who I am as a person.
See, that's sad. Shouldn't we aspire to be better?
Nope, not
all
tonight.
Right. So I've learned nothing from our Justin Timberlake conversation.
Bring it on down to Omeletteville? No? Nothing?
That's not funny.
That's so mugging. Good.
That's mugging. They had a costume in the back, and they go, put this on, you're cute, and you can
get away with it. They were like, they probably had a bet going for 30 years, like, when are we ever going to use this omelet costume? And then along came Justin Timberlake, and they're like, there he is.
And that makes you the coolest human being.
And he ran on down to Omeletteville.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he showed everyone Janet Jackson's breasts. We would have never been able to...
Anybody else that's sexual assault. That was not consensual. It's not consensual when the first thing the woman does is brace her chest out of fear. That's not a good sign.
That's because she had a direct line to the FCC, and she at that moment knew that that was not going to work. But she had a beautiful pasty covering her breast.
She did have a beautiful pasty.
So how did she not know? She was like, just in case, you guys, this is glitter on my nipple.
All right. Well, we're never going to come to a consensus. You took a cab ride here.
I did.
How'd that go?
Well, first of all, I took, since like last, I don't know when this is going to air, but last night was Valentine's Day, and I got into the cab to go to my show, and we were listening to something on the radio, and the woman on the radio was saying that if you're single on Valentine's Day, you should just hang out with your friends.
Okay.
And the second she said that, the cab driver goes,
oh.
And I'm in the back, and he goes, you know, if you're single on Valentine's Day, you should just be home, alone.
Oh no.
And then he looks at me and goes, where are you going tonight? I go, out with my friends.
Oh, yeah.
You son of a bitch. And he goes, and then the rest of the ride was pretty silent after that, just him shaking his head and making eye contact with me in the rearview mirror every once in a while.
That's not good at all.
Well.
That sounded dangerous at the end.
Well, he was very disappointed in my, like, I'm like not having babies, I'm not bringing life, I'm a vessel for life, I'm not doing it, I'm going out with my friends on
Valentine's
Day.
It's kind of like Justin Timberlake. He's a vessel for life, but he's not doing it.
I would love for him. I'll be a vessel for his life, yeah.
All right. You're going to play another Sugar Ray tune? Brilliant.
Or some Justin Timberlake. I'm amenable to that.
No, you're off the show. Off the show. Haywood Chernipsey Jr. is a very intelligent man, and he's going to educate us about race. Ladies and gentlemen, for color commentary, please put your hands together for Haywood Chernipsey Jr. Come on up, Haywood. Johnny, that is Fly by Sugar Ray. Haywood, how are you?
I'm Fly. That's a funky Sugar Ray
going
on. Isn't
it good? It's like Sugar Ray, but different.
It's like Ray Sugar.
Ray Sugar. Sugar Ray Leonard.
That sounds like a chicken and waffle spot, don't it? Ray Sugar.
Would you like to get chicken and waffles one day together?
Right there in Southeast D.C. We can get them at the IHOP.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
Get some
good, too.
Get some IHOP classic chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles. You know
I'm a fat
boy.
Is it just at that one location?
They just have chicken and waffles at one IHOP.
Yeah, at that one.
In Southeast?
Hey, Wood, why is your segment called Color Commentary?
My segment is called Color Commentary because I comment on the color or lack thereof on this show.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I have heard enough about Justin Timberlake.
Ditto.
But no, you know what? Honestly speaking, I was going to talk about like the chances of a black pope.
Very low. Very low.
I was going to talk about, no, actually it's 7-2 Vegas odds right now.
There's one.
And it's two black popes in the running, one from Nigeria, one from Ghana. So I'm talking about real black popes. Almost presidential. Django's.
Do you want to tell people why you keep saying Django? Because that was from like four shows ago.
But they got it already.
They got it?
I'm saying Django as opposed to the N-word, but I don't want to offend all these good white people in the audience.
Oh, that's the new N-word?
It's my new N-word.
Okay.
It's not your N-word. You don't get to say
that. Well, here's what happened. A lot of people say Django use the N-word way too much. And I was like, that just sounds like Christmas in my house. So what I'm going to do, as opposed to using the N-word, I'm going to say Django, make it sound like Christmas at somebody else's house. Get them Django's off my lawn. sounds different now, don't it, when you say it that way? The KKK gonna love it. They're like, we love him. We love him.
Are you the KKK's favorite urban comic?
Here's the truth. You know that Muhammad Ali actually was allowed to speak at a Ku Klux Klan rally at one point? Yes, I'm not bullshitting you. I'm not making this up. Muhammad Ali once spoke at a Klan rally, and they took pictures and said, we love you, champ.
Why?
Beat that nigga Joe Louis's ass. He's like, but Joe Louis is dead. He was like, beat whoever nigga you fighting, beat him, Django. True story. I am not kidding.
Wow.
The nation sanctioned that shit.
To be a white fly on that wall.
Oh my God. Do 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 do. But now I want to talk about like you guys when you talk about Justin Timberlake, that got me and Harold in the back. Harold is like the only other brother in the place. We were actually talking about, like, who are the cool white guys
Okay, you
want to
talk about this instead?
So instead of black popes, because we know, like, that's not going to happen. It's not. I mean,
perfect.
A Latino pope was more likely than
definitely.
A Jewish pope is more likely.
Ooh, what's more unlikely, a black pope or a Jewish pope? What are the odds?
Mazel tov. Sammy Davis, Jewish pope.
Oh man, that was like a three level joke. That's a good tweet, Sammy Davis Junior.
Of course he's a Jew. But, and that was for the girl from Kentucky.
All right, now. What do you have written down
here? So now what I have is in the span of 5 minutes, I was able to come up with a nice list of cool white guys in the black people universe.
Can't it just be the universe?
No, that's different.
That is the universe.
You're talking about the overall
and this
universe.
Is different.
Yes. I'm speaking from an American point of view where we have multiverses.
And this is different than Black Planet, like, which I've been on. Here,
this is not the Public Enemy album.
Okay.
Stop. You're confusing me and my blackness. You confused me for a minute.
That's
Public Enemy. Public Enemy is the hip-hop group that white people that went to college like.
I thought Public Enemy was John Dillinger.
At one point he was.
Think about it.
Hey-o! First cool white guy, Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Depp. You know what? I'll give you Johnny Depp's cool.
Are we talking today's Johnny Depp? Because he's a little...
It has to be today.
No, okay. I'm talking about 21 can't. Jump Street on up.
No, you can't pick.
Why? Now we're bending space and time.
You can't. Listen,
I only saw one Johnny Depp. He ain't changed since he was 19
years old. I like Johnny
old.
Depp. I think Johnny Depp is cooler than Justin
Why does
Timberlake?
He still look young?
Chain smoking.
Black women.
France, man.
Did you say black
France.
Women? Wait, did you say black women?
I did.
Holly
Robinson. You want to know what he was doing on 21 Jump Street?
Fucking Holly Robinson.
Boom!
So that's the key to youth?
That fucking is. Holly Robinson?
No. We could do that.
We need to get Holly Robinson.
That's not
on
that
the
hard
show.
To do.
Does anyone know Holly Robinson contact us?
Holly Robinson Pete, by the
way.
Holly
Robinson Pete. The show took a turn.
Page us at 420-911-6969.
That's not a joke, by the way. That's Jen Tisdale's official website. I own it. It's 420-911-6969.com.
Yep.
That's not a joke. Google it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, who else besides Johnny
Depp? So cool white guys. Johnny Depp is one. Bill Clinton.
Agreed.
Okay.
Bill Clinton is... Bill Clinton. I'll go with Bill Clinton.
I met him once.
Did you?
Yes, I did. It was wild. Look at him in the eyes. I was like, that's the president.
Yeah.
And I later like...
Was he currently the president? Yeah,
well, at the time, he was on his way out. So he was making his victory tour.
Still, he was president.
But that's
awesome. He was president. And he was like... Of all the presidents I have met, and I've met a few, like Puffy,
you have? There's
Master
a sentence
P.
you never hear. Of all...
I've met a few. Like Puffy, Master P, those are presidents. Anything with kind of president. Earl up the street.
The
He's
band,
a president. He's a CEO, as he tells me. I'm a CEO. I'm a colored executive. But anyway, so Bill Clinton is
okay,
like a
I'll
cool
agree. Bill Clinton
white
is cooler
guy.
Than both of those guys.
James Bond.
Not real.
No.
James Bond.
Nope.
And we tried to decide which one. We couldn't, so James Bond.
No. All of them? No, we have no time for that.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers,
of
the quarterback.
Of all the available quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. What's his name is too white? Tom Brady's too white. Tom Brady's too white. Mark Sanchez is Latino.
He's awful.
Wait. There's, I think, probably 25 of the 30 teams have white quarterbacks.
What about
quarterbacks?
Brees?
Right. Peyton Manning is
and
Peyton Manning.
And the second one you
Drew Brees
went with.
Drew Brees.
The second one you went with was who?
Aaron Rodgers. He's
no,
a cool
that's the
white
first
guy.
One you went
no,
with.
The second one was Bill Clinton.
No, the second
quarterback
you mentioned.
Sanchez?
Oh, second quarterback. Who does Sanchez?
Why did you say Sanchez?
Because he looks
terrible.
White.
Why is he at the top of
Dan
your
Marino's mind? A cool white guy, but he's not playing at present.
Because
we had a debate, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers.
Neither.
Here's why
neither,
Aaron Rodgers wins.
No.
I have State Farm discount double check.
No.
Discount double check wins every time.
No.
That is a dance in the hood. You might not know that.
Oh, fuck you.
Is that
you
the
can
Harlem
see
State?
Niggas in the hood doing
you
a discount double check.
You see kids on the playground doing discount double check.
Exactly.
That's not the same.
If you have a dance move, you cool.
I thought you were talking about the Harlem Shake.
This goes with Broadway Joe Namath. He still counts. Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe.
Yeah.
I'd say Justin Timberlake is sadly cooler
Justin
than
Timberlake
Broadway
is cool.
Joe.
I was at that show at the 9:30 Club.
Holy shit. So did you see the fight I got into?
That was you?
That was me.
That is insane. It was a bunch of Britney Spears and me. Ooh. I looked like security. At the goddamn. I was like, are you security, sir? I was like, yes.
You should, yeah, I am.
That was the only way I kept my cool points. But I fell in love. This is make sure this is the right concert. This was right before the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is when he was doing his first tour. Man, he sold me on that show. I fell in love with Justin Timberlake. Then when he ripped a black woman's shirt off at the Super Bowl.
Janet Jackson.
I was like,
it's not a random woman. Her name is fucking Penny. She ripped off Penny's top.
You don't understand my Ebonics. I said black woman. He ripped a black woman's shirt off and showed her titty at the Super Bowl. And I was like, look at Thomas Jefferson. Look at Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson isn't cool.
Well, ask.
Was he a cool white guy? Because he did a lot for
You know what Thomas Jefferson did do? He made sure there were black kids in the White House before Obama.
Shake my hand. Shake my hand. That was good. That was good. Hey, that's fucking good. Is that in your act?
No, no, no. I think I might have borrowed that from a comic at some point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right, who else?
Who'd I say? Jack Nicholson.
No. Yeah. Jack Nicholson. Like, no, Jack Nicholson's a weird Republican.
Look at all the white people.
Jack Nicholson's a weird, shitty Republican. Fuck Jack Nicholson.
You can't handle the truth.
No, he didn't write that line. No.
Jack Nicholson, no. He took out Tom Cruise, who was like,
no, he was never cool. He was
cool
never
is cool. He's Top Gun.
You got to be taller than 5'6 to be cool.
Tell Kevin Hart that. Tell Kevin Hart that. Ron Burgundy.
These are not.
Ron Burgundy.
Fine, if we're going fictional characters, Han Solo is the coolest guy ever.
Well, now that you mentioned it.
Lando wasn't portrayed very well.
White guys.
So, okay, we're going white guys. Ron Burgundy, Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk Nowitzki, fuck you! Now you're just saying things to get a rise
out
of me.
No, Dirk Nowitzki, he's a basketball player. He's a
we
black
know who
offer.
He is.
He's great. And he's cool. Like,
he's cool, but he's not the coolest.
But because he plays basketball, that's like,
okay.
Because you hang around a lot of black people playing basketball, so it rubs off.
It's getting
better. Like, the skin don't rub off, but the
cool
rubs
off. Come on, keep going.
She says the list is getting better.
Adrian Brody.
Yes. Adrian Brody, even though he did that weird Gillette commercial.
That's the only cool thing he's ever done, was hang out with Andre 3000.
Oh.
He kissed Halle.
That's what we said. Harold, didn't we say that? He kissed Halle Berry in the mouth.
Okay, I'll give you that.
This one I'm on board with.
Colin Farrell.
God damn it. Yes.
Cool. He has a sex tape with a black woman.
That's cool, but no.
And I was like, damn,
stop.
Colin Farrell.
One second. Here's the problem with Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
No, he was cool until he wouldn't take responsibility for his illegitimate child.
But he's back now. He's a good dad.
Just be a good dad from the
Larry
start.
Larry Bird didn't either.
Not everyone.
My father didn't take responsibility.
Stop. We have shitty dads or not.
Shitty dads.
Or not dads, right?
That's
exactly.
Heywood,
do you take care of your kids?
Yeah.
There you go.
I do.
But then he came back. That's because I had a shitty father.
Exactly.
Actually, I had a shitty forefather. But
Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson.
Benjamin Franklin. No, not Benjamin Franklin. My mother had
four. You got anybody else on the list?
I do. So we said Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
And then we had forgot these guys, but George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Clooney's cool.
Brad Pitt is cool also.
Clooney is cooler.
Pitt is good for all the
Robert De Niro
and Al Pacino. Fuck no. Pacino, yes.
Listen to the applause.
No.
Even if you listen to a podcast.
Meet the Parents.
Do it one more time.
No, Meet the Parents. Meet the Parents.
Yeah, but Raging Bull.
Meet the Parents
made him cooler.
Nope, opposite.
Raging Bull, Taxi.
Taxi Driver.
Casino.
The sitcom Taxi that Robert De Niro starred in.
Shut up. Fuck you.
Stand up. Well, that's Al Pacino. Heat. Would you put the two of them together?
I say Christopher Walken is cooler than those two guys.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Walken.
He could dance, too.
Is cooler than
Christopher Walken is the coolest guy.
Christopher Walken is cool. And he did play the King of New York.
He's a pretty cool guy.
White people.
Chris Elliott.
Is that how you say it? Bingo? That's a bingo? Is that how you say it? Bingo? That's a bingo? I love that dude. He made Django great. Literally, he made Django into Django.
All right, so your list is very good.
And Michael Jackson.
That's some shitty club.
You said bullshit. You were right. Yeah. Justin Timberlake had on the same outfit Michael Jackson had
on.
What you didn't know was Michael. And I'm from Gary, Indiana. Brandon is from Chicago, Illinois. I'm from Gary, Indiana, which is 45 minutes away. It is like the cotton fields to his plantation.
Yeah.
So,
if you live in Gary, you should move to Chicago.
I remember that was your job in high school.
Oh, God damn it.
Sharecropping.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Brandon, you...
No, you want to have a snappy comeback, but it was funny, and it was on point. It's not racist if it's funny, and my man Seton Smith said that, and that is true.
That is true.
Our whole point is this. We didn't know Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, my mother actually...
My mother used to babysit
Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
True story. And people always ask me, like, how do you know for a fact your mama babysat Michael Jackson? Whenever she calls us as kids, she would say, Chamon here. Just leave me alone.
Well.
So our point is, and this is me and her, there are so many cool, like, white men on the planet. You guys don't have to be mad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Matt? I'm sorry that I seem
that was,
mad.
That was nice.
I'm sorry that I seem nice. Mad. I really like your list, except, like, the fictional characters don't count.
James Bond is, Sean Connery.
No, I agree.
Sean Connery's cool.
I agree. Sean Connery's
Here's
cool.
Here's how cool James Bond is. He can have sex with black women, and I don't think he's Thomas Jefferson.
Whoa. What else do they have in common, James Bond and Thomas Jefferson? God, there can't be much.
wait, is all you're saying it takes to be cool to be...
Is fucking black women?
Yeah, is that...
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have to make me forget that you're a white fucking black woman.
Oh, that's...
That's fair.
That's yeah, you
tough,
have to make me forget that there's a comfort girl situation
that's
going
really
on.
That's really tough.
That's hard to do.
Well, I'm going to try.
And Justin Timberlake was close when he pulled the shirt off. I was like, you motherfucker, I liked you. You had me at the
titties.
Song about the crying.
Hello? Oh.
No, the song where he cried with Britney Spears. I love that song.
Cry Me a River.
I love that song.
By that token, Clint Eastwood's cool because he's got a black wife.
Clint Eastwood was cool until
David
he called
Bowie.
Barack Obama a chair.
David
I am
Bowie.
So dumb. I am so dumb. I take back everything we've said.
No, Clint
Eastwood. No, Jen's right. The coolest white man alive is David Bowie.
Bowie.
I'm so sorry. She's okay. Completely right.
David Bowie.
He's married to Iman. He's from outer space. He's the best. Yeah. I take it back completely.
But that is white people talking. I would say Mick Jagger.
No.
I would say Mick Jagger.
No. Bowie fucked Jagger. Bowie wins.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's how
that
you know.
That is ground control, Major Tom.
There you go. Do you know who Iman was with before she was with David Bowie?
James Bond?
No, better. Moses
Thomas
Malone.
Thomas Jefferson.
Get the fuck out of here. Time out. You mean we losing women to David Bowie?
But
it's not Bowie, by the way.
Fuck
it's Bowie.
Me,
Bowie
man.
Is a terrible town in Maryland.
Yes, it is. It's David Bowie.
Okay, you didn't know that?
We're losing with Moses Malone.
David Bowie, a 5'8" tall man.
He's a small man.
Like Iman is
was
small.
Able to please Iman, a gorgeous supermodel, after she was with Moses Malone, a 7-foot center in the NBA.
Yeah.
Damn.
David Bowie's the coolest.
I'm speechless.
Yep. All right, so we can end the show.
David Bowie's the coolest one.
That's perfect.
David Bowie is the coolest then. Okay.
Not Bowie. Bowie, shit.
You say Bowie. I say Bowie. It's like tomato, tomato.
You don't do that with names. I don't.
Oh,
think.
Okay.
Time for plugs. We got any plugs?
I do. I have mad plugs. Okay. Plug number one. This Tuesday will be the return of Solly's open mic from 8 to whenever. So come on over. Check that out. Solly's on U Street. And Wednesday, February 20th, is the first showcase for the Anything Goes Variety Show. We finally made it to 9 shows. So on the 9th show, we're doing our showcase. Maybe that's the last one. I don't know.
I love your honesty.
We're doing our hip-hop showcase, so that's going to be really cool. If you're at the Blue Banana, Anything Goes Variety Show.
Wait, really quick. For the listener at home, the Blue Banana is not a gay bar. It should be, because gay bars are way cooler than the Blue Banana. I don't know why anyone would ever go there. Just go to the Looking Glass. That's a horror.
Except for the shows that Haywood's currently plugging.
Even if you're going to see... No, just hold on. Even if you're going to Haywood show, here's what you do. You go see Haywood, you go, hi, Haywood. He goes, hello. And then
hello, neighbor.
You made it. I was doing like a weird like European thing, but okay. Go to the Looking Glass where you won't feel weird and awkward.
I love that scene.
Then go back every 20 minutes to just check in to support Haywood as an individual. But here's the thing that sucks about that place is like I do like the bar staff, but the bar staff comes to the Looking Glass to drink.
They do.
That says something.
They came from the Looking Glass to work.
They could be drinking for free at work.
Yeah. You actually see them carrying their beers outside and back into.
Like I don't
they just like the beers better.
Well, we're getting it. We're getting it.
You just said
we're
it probably is your last thing there.
I just said probably. I just said if we do good, we'll be there. I think like a TV show. Every show might be our last show, so hopefully it's our best show. You know how it
You're
is over
liar.
Here in Wonderland Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your plugs are Tuesday and Wednesday.
So Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday we're at Solly's. Wednesday we're at...
An open mic I used to host in a place where you shouldn't do a show.
He left it and said, hey, Wood, do what you want with it. So now I host it, and I take the cotton that he doesn't want. We literally are sharecropping.
I'm so glad.
Wednesday
this is
we do the Blue Banana.
Theme. I've been so...
On Sunday the 24th of February, I will be at Mover with Glow's Glitter Comedy Show. This is at a gay place.
Glow is the best alt comic in Washington,
D.C.,
hands down.
Vibrators and Coochie
Listen, guys, I don't know if you guys know about DC comedy, but I do. And I've seen Glow maybe 12 times, and every single time she's done the exact same minute bit about having a rusty vibrator. And every single time, I'm just shocked and awed. Every single time. Glow is the best alt comic in this town.
Because you wouldn't think a vibrator would be rusty.
I don't even think it's possible.
I mean, it's juiced.
I think she's using something else and thinks it's a vibrator.
It's plastic. So
I don't know how plastic rusts.
No, hers
is metal
and then like white.
So figure that out, world.
So, and then March 3rd, I will be at the Improv Lounge with this beautiful young man doing the Huffington Post presents
we're doing
DC
a show.
Comedy Show.
We're doing a show.
So we're hanging out.
Really big
I got
show.
A big, big couple days. Oh, and then I might be doing a radio show coming up soon. So listen to all Bliss FM. Check that out.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
What?
Is it a sex thing?
No, it's like Bliss.fm. We do a hip hop. There's a hip hop show on Friday.
Could I have a hip hop show?
You could.
I'm the best of
hip hop. Can I?
Of
me
course.
Me in hip hop.
Let's give.
Hey! I am hip hop.
I don't know how to respond to that.
That's going
to
be your next column. Brendan Weatherby is hip hop.
I think I've written that actually. It's just
you
Kanye
write it
West
every
videos.
Day, Brandon.
But you don't like Timberlake. He's hip hop. He just performed with
No, I like
Jay-Z.
Timberland.
Timberlake.
No. I know what
Justin
I said.
Justin Timberland.
He likes
Timberlake. Well
he said Timberland.
Might
he
as
said
well
just
be.
A Timberlake album was Timberland's album.
It is.
With a white guy doing karaoke.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I
Tenderloins.
I agree with myself. All right, you got to go off the stage now.
All right, I got to go. Thank you guys so much.
Yep. You're great, man. Good segment. Good.
Follow me at Woody C on Twitter or Instagram because, black people might be listening and they don't like Twitter. I just found that out.
Wait. But black people love Instagram?
Young black kids like Instagram.
I thought just Zooey Deschanel and friends liked Instagram.
Well, they told me they like pictures. They like hieroglyphics. They said they don't want to read even if it is 140 characters.
Oh, my God. Thanks for ending on racism. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands
Thank
together
you,
for Haywood Turnip Station.
Good night.
Oh, good night, my friend.
Good night.
He's got the guitar. Look at him. He's still playing. This is David Bowie.
No, that's Sugar Ray.
It's David Bowie doing Sugar Ray.
I'm very excited to have this person on the show. She was kind enough to interview me. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Marissa Payne. Play her on with some Sugar Ray. Thank you, Johnny. That is Sugar Ray's fly. Marissa, how are you?
I'm good.
What's your day job?
It depends on what day you ask me.
What do you get paid to do?
I get paid to do several things. Two of them legal. none of them legal. Just kidding. Too legal for real. I do Scout Mob during the day.
Yes.
Which okay. is a sort of daily deal kind of thing. And I also work at an art gallery dealing art.
And that's fine and that's cool. What's the after hours gig? The blog.
That's how most people probably would know me, is through my assholedom.
Yeah, as it were. That's what we want to talk about.
I'm a dick. Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm on board already. Okay. Let me turn towards you.
Well, you had one that you stopped not too long ago, and you have a current one. Let's talk about the current one first.
Yes, let's do it. The wedding one.
What's it called?
It's called The Anti-Wedding. I recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
I'm as surprised as you guys are. I can't believe anyone would ask me to marry
Is that
you,
the gentleman?
The gentleman is back there. He's that tall glass of Milano.
You look like my friend Adam Burke. Regular. That's a compliment. He's a Chicago comic. He was born in Australia, grew up in Great Britain. He's really funny, and you guys look exactly alike. And
May I never meet this guy.
If I was gay, I'd be on that shit. Yeah. So good on you. And so you're recently engaged.
Yeah.
Our friend right over there is recently engaged. I'm getting married soon.
Yes.
You need to help us.
Okay, what do you need?
Everything.
Great, I'm single, so I'm just going to sit this one out. Is that all right? That's
no,
cool.
I think we could...
I'm going to live tweet myself.
We could Venn diagram this shit. Okay, now, why is the blog called The Anti-Wedding?
I thought it said anti-white. I'm like, whoops, still on that train. Go ahead.
No, that would be weird. It's called The Anti-Wedding because the wedding industry blows. I mean, you must know. Have you done any sort of planning at all?
Yeah, we're getting married June 1st.
Well, that's nice. I'm May 26th. So
you're May 26th, and you got engaged when? Not too long ago, right?
Oh, yeah. I got engaged on December 1st, I believe. So the beginning of December.
So you're just a little over 6 months for a wedding.
Yeah. That's and in wedding industry world, that like blows people's
minds. Yeah, that's really fast. Our engagement is sadly like 2 years and 3 months.
Oh, because so you're like their dream couple because that's how long you need.
It's
apparently,
the worst.
When you go to buy a dress at a bridal shop, they tell you like, if you're less than, like, a year in, they freak out.
Well, here's the thing. You're a thin lady, so I guess shopping for dresses isn't a big deal.
Internet. Click. Done.
Really? You already have your dress. Now, where is 100%. Where's your ceremony?
The ceremony is going to be at Glen Echo Park.
That's outdoors.
It's sort of outdoors. It's actually in a place called the Bumper Car Pavilion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wait, Johnny, your mic you just turned on. Why did you say yes?
I played there.
You played the Bumper Car Pavilion.
Yeah,
are you playing her wedding day?
No.
Okay, fair enough. That's a fair question.
We haven't booked musical acts yet.
Hello.
I love Sugar Ray.
It's pretty good, right? Sugar Ray's pretty
good. You
know
what? Oh, we should get Sugar Ray.
We could do that. What's your favorite Sugar Ray?
After we go on the cruise. June 1st. Maybe we can get him to stay for a week.
Are you getting married on Memorial Day?
It's the day before Memorial Day.
Did you do that? Oh, that's so fucking smart.
So people
will
be around.
Exactly. Well, we got lucky. We got the venue because there was a cancellation.
Perfect. Now, how much did that cost you?
Thank you for breaking your wedding up.
How much was the wedding venue? Yeah.
I want to say like 3,000. Am I right?
I like how that's a deal.
That is a deal.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Do you know the average cost for a wedding in D.C. is almost $30,000?
God, I hate
Someone
D.C.
said fuck that in the crowd.
I hate
that's
D.C. right so there. Much right now.
That's
okay.
True.
Now, what's your budget?
Our budget, we're trying to stay under 25.
That's a good budget. Hello.
I feel like an
asshole. I'll never say budget
that.
And 25,000 and like ever in any sentence.
Thank
you.
No,
it's a good budget, 25,000.
Yeah. But you know what you want to do if you want to get your mind off weddings?
What?
House shop.
Oh,
what's your budget for that?
Are you house shopping as well?
Decided to do them both at the same time.
What's the budget for the house?
Oh, we know we're going to
get.
That's fine. That's fine. You know, where are you looking? Are you looking in D.C. proper?
Yeah, we looked in D.C. proper.
Oh, my God. That's not going to happen, is it?
It is happening.
It is happening. What neighborhood?
Somewhere in Capitol Hill, we'll say.
Wait, what's your fucking budget? You're moving to Capitol Hill?
Are you trying to gentrify a place? Just trying to keep the theme going. Are you just gentrifying?
Are you moving to Haywood's neighborhood?
That's what I do. I hope so. I hope so because that guy's awesome. I hope I'm moving.
He just said please.
Somebody's property value is about to go up. So exciting.
I hope I'm moving to.
Are you excited for the Wegmans that's coming right after? God, I can't wait. There's
gonna
for
the listener
seven...
at home, Haywood just screamed, that's reparations. Okay, Marissa.
There's going to be 7 million cupcakes.
Back to whatever you're talking about.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
You work in an art gallery. You work for Scout Mob. You're a writer, yet you're trying to buy a house on Capitol Hill.
Your fiance must be.
Yeah, what does he do?
Comfortable.
How does this work?
He's an attorney.
Must be. He's an attorney. There we go. We can marry a man that's good on you.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. Good job.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
Thank you.
Where are you getting the? This is a completely selfish interview, like they always are. Now, where are you? Who's catering?
What is happening?
Well,
I'm trying to plan a wedding. That's what's happening
thing.
Right now.
I highly recommend our caterers. Actually, just yesterday we had the tasting, and it went well.
What's the name of the caterer?
Main Event. Main Event
Main
Catering.
Main Event.
Yes.
All right.
And they're reasonable.
What's their price point? Like, what's how
let's just
work?
Have them on the show.
It
and
depends
you'll get a
on what you want to do. Buffet is going to be the cheapest option.
What's that?
I can't believe you're planning your wedding with another woman. What is happening
on a podcast? Isn't that? I thought everyone planned weddings on podcasts.
That's 2013.
I just cast weddings. I listen to what does Pete Holmes do? I want to do the opposite. I will actually. He got divorced.
Oh, okay. That's
so I'm going to do the opposite.
I'm glad he's divorced.
Also, he's loud. So I don't know. I want to be more medium.
I'm going to crawl inside.
Listen to Marc Maron. I open the gates, and then I invite wedding parties in because he locks them all the time. He's divorced twice. Now, I don't want to get divorced at all. Main Event.
Oh, no. That's the opposite.
How much does that cost?
Main Event. I mean, we're doing a family style kind of thing where they come out
so you guys are just gonna argue a lot?
Yes.
Hey.
I hope so. I would like something exciting.
I'll be here for the
happen,
rest of the
know?
Podcast.
The anti-wedding. So
much is this? Where are you at for Main Event right now?
I mean, we are looking at probably $10,000.
Oh my God, on just catering?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, but this is actually
like
a good deal.
Event.
How
this
is this a
good
deal? Why did you elope?
Because
you know what?
Because he's an attorney.
I have asked that question.
It's a good deal because...
Are you having a wedding for you or for him or for both of you, for your parents? Like, why are you doing this?
You know, it's a culmination of so many
Because
things.
I ask myself every day, and I'm doing it for her, blatantly. I don't want this. I'm doing this because I love her and I don't want to get divorced, and it's worth it, whatever it costs. That's why I'm doing this. But this isn't a fun thing to do. You know what's a fun thing to do? This here. You think she wants my podcast wedding to happen? I've been pitching this for years. She's not on board. I understand why.
Oh, if you guys got married on the podcast.
I'm on board.
With me just being angry in the background.
It'd be such a good show.
You're the official.
We have Johnny playing Sugar Ray songs.
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing. Now
she's the officiant.
Jen can do the yes.
Oh, I'll get those. Just print that thing out online. I'll be good.
Yeah
we're gonna do it.
Totally fine.
She's
you
all
guys
like,
should do it.
No,
again.
We have people that love us. I'm like, no, we don't. Let's just get married. Not
yeah,
like this.
No.
So we're already at 13 grand.
But think of the gifts. Register.
I don't know any rich people.
Register wisely.
I'm registering for money to pay for the wedding.
Yeah, you should just give it. Put register at Citibank. That's what I would do.
I'm registering at Circuit City. It's a dumb idea.
At Circuit City Bank. Womp womp.
Oh, now you're doing this wedding thing. You're in love with the man you're married. Why is it called the anti-wedding? If you're paying this much just for food, like how is this anti-wedding? This seems to be like
wedding. Yeah, no. It's hard. This is the whole point, is that it's so hard to make things not... If you want a wedding, it's so hard to make things not super glittery... flowers, bulbs like the size of small planets so that guests can't see each other around the tables. Like, I mean, our caterers, while we love them, like the standard is they all show up in like tuxes. And we're trying to have like a casual outdoor event in a place called the Bumper Car Pavilion. So we're just like, can you just dress down? I mean, that's like a special request to get them to
wear
less fancy.
You have to pay more probably for them to not wear a tux.
Probably.
You never have to ask me to wear jeans. I'm like, what fucking jeans? Yeah, I'll be there in my jeans.
Why not? Why do this?
Why do the wedding?
Yes.
I mean, this is a discussion we had. My, you know, to be honest, my personal preference was eloping for several reasons that we don't need to talk about.
Fair
but
enough.
If I'm going to spend if we're going to spend $25,000, it's like, how awesome of a trip to elope somewhere can that be?
Or your house
on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, we're not realizing.
Could be gutted because it'll have to be.
We're not realizing the honeymoon is over.
Are you going on a honeymoon also?
No.
Thank God. I mean, I'm finally something I can fucking understand.
Oh, my God.
At least not right now.
Do you have any tips for saving money on a wedding?
You know.
Besides elope. Besides elope. Because elope is a great idea.
Saving, well, one, buy the dress on the internet.
How much was your dress?
I kept my dress at about $1,300.
I don't even understand.
There was an audible gasp that that's not a cheap dress.
Some people buy cars.
$1,300. Here's the thing about the wedding industry. Once you jump in and you see the regular price points, like, have you ever watched Say Yes to the Dress? Come on.
Yes. Yeah.
Why would I ever?
Yeah.
Someone has. Come on.
It's
like,
awful.
Yeah, you hate watch, you know, the TLC shows, all those. At least I do. I don't know. But it's
Brandon
research.
Brandon has his favorite, Drag Race.
And, you realize people's budgets for wedding dresses are like $10,000, $8,000, and that's considered like normal.
But that's only normal for that. Like, what?
Can't you go on J. Crew? Like, J. Crew?
Yeah,
you can.
Got
and
some
they have,
nice wedding dresses. Why do I know that? J. Crew's got some nice. Sometimes I pretend to shop for wedding dresses. I hate it. I'm never going to get married. I'm awful in relationships. But sometimes I go, well, what would I wear if I did?
But you what? Can. My also advice is to get a wedding dress that you can wear again. Like, my wedding dress doesn't look like a standard wedding dress.
Ooh,
like,
but
I will
also,
wear it again.
Even though it's complicated, you could dye it. You could get it dyed another color.
You
so
can,
not,
but if you get a certain style
what's
of wedding
happening?
Dress, this is probably so fascinating
get out
for
of
you.
Here. Get out of here, demon.
What are
get
you
out
doing
of
in
demon.
Here?
I love that everyone that listened to the first part, like, they're going to talk about Justin Timberlake, and then we're going to talk about Django, and then we're talking about wedding dresses.
You know what happens?
Oh, but we're still keeping the theme because wedding dresses are white. So
yeah, we got it. We nailed it.
There you go.
Good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
No, good that's job. Why I'm here. Here.
It is actually why you're here. Now, you've just depressed me.
Oh, yeah. I do that to most people all the time.
Oh, my God.
Ask my fiancé.
No, he loves you. You're getting married. Ooh. Man, God damn it. Well, now I don't even know what to ask. I'm just so defeated. How's the scout mob?
It is.
That's cool.
You
no,
ask,
I get it.
You
want to
ask
it.
Your question?
I'm going to put this at the top of the show. Plug. This is the intro. How's the thing?
I bring out the best in people.
Suicide's going to kick off
Marissa,
the show.
I was so excited to have you on the show because you're smarter than me. You write about cool stuff, and you have this whole like anti-wedding thing. And then I'm looking at the numbers. We're already at $14,300, and we have.
It's a good deal.
That's not a good deal.
That is a great deal.
That's
in wedding
not
terms.
A good deal. I don't want wedding terms. I don't live in a wedding.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I think what you need to do is just get married on the podcast then. Have Jen here.
Oh, my God. Stop. Yeah. Stop trying to make my dreams come true.
That's a weird dream you have.
I got a lot of weird dreams, Brandon.
That's cool. Well, I'm horribly depressed.
Ask the little question there. You got your little
All right,
thing.
Cool. Let's end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD. And you should pick a number between 43 and 45.
I hope the question ends up being, how much will your future wedding cost? We'll be like, fuck this, and we're out.
Did you say between 43 and 45?
Yes.
So the only
Thanks
number
for
I can
listening.
Choose is 44.
You could pick 43 or 45 as well.
You said between 43
and 45. Oh, I'm
sorry,
including 43 and 45.
Well, I'll go with 44 anyway.
44.
I like numbers that are the same.
If drugs...
88 lines about 44 women. Go ahead.
If drugs or alcohol dramatically enhanced you and your partner's pleasure in sex, would you want to use them regularly?
I mean, right? I mean,
I don't know.
Right? Right? You're so depressed now. Come on. There's a lot of factors that come into play. Is this like a consequence-free drug? Like,
no.
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
It's the same drug.
Yeah,
it's the same
alcohol.
Would I be
able to function like other times in life? Or is it more
it's
like
no
I
different,
can
like
take
it,
a bump?
It's pretty much
night.
Like if you really like going skiing and fucking, it's however much skiing you could afford. And it's however much skiing you can do.
Are you actually saying skiing or are you doing a Coke metaphor?
Coke metaphor.
Okay, cool.
All these other things. How much whiskey could you have
so
and still come? Like it all matters.
Cancel the wedding and
oh
just
my
spend
God.
$30,000 on Coke.
Yes.
Now we're talking. That's something that every guest will maybe remember. They're going to have a fun time.
The wedding
time.
Favors. The wedding that favors.
Could be the long...
It's going to last 28 days, this wedding. Everyone's just going to be up. No food. We're not going to cater. Obviously, you don't eat on the Coke.
That's pretty fun. So pretty much as a wedding blogger, your advice is to invest money into cocaine.
That's what I'm hearing. Also,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that's pretty much what it boils down to. If I had to think of a thesis for the whole thing,
actually, it boils down to crack,
cocaine.
But I appreciate what you're saying. Keep it up.
Softball for Jen.
Thanks.
People could, I know this sounds weird to plug like a company, but I do enjoy
Scout
your
Mob.
Daily emails for Scout Mob.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have, her written voice is very good, and it's not nearly as cheesy as it could be, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I obviously like your taste because you say nice things about us. You're a cool lady. Good luck with the marriage.
Thanks.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
I'm sure it'll be great.
You really don't want an exciting marriage. You really don't want. You don't want. I don't want the kind of marriage that they're going to make a biopic on. You know what I mean?
Oh no.
No,
and
I
want to. You want a boring.
Yeah, I want someone that loves me and there's no like fires.
Exactly.
That's is that kid Martin? I don't know. Is it exciting? No, I just want fucking. Let's watch season 5 of The Cosby Show when Rudy had her period for the first time. And
you are the father.
And
all
Claire
the time.
Took. Yeah, I'm Bill Cosby in the basement looking at vaginas just nonstop. That was the premise of the show.
Isn't that weird that the gynecologist's office was in the basement?
Anybody else notice
and
that?
At any given moment, you can
Wouldn't
just be like,
more sense
hey, Dad, like Theo bursts in with a question and there's just legs.
Yeah, no one thought, like, shouldn't the doctor have an office outside of the house and the lawyer could work for a home?
Nothing good, good happens
you
in a basement.
Hey, you go to Manhattan, I'm going to hang out in Brooklyn in my basement looking at vaginas.
Yeah,
no,
nothing,
that's fine.
Like, you bury bodies in basements. You don't go
I'm
going
to go to the other side of the basement and listen to my jazz records and I think about that puss. Like, what's...
Like Claire's down there throwing a load of laundry in, and just on the other side of a door is some lady's...
Heathcliff looking at a puss.
Yeah.
So I hope your wedding's not like that. Or maybe I hope it is.
You know what? You never know.
You could have a cause.
If you can afford to move to a Brooklyn brownstone, I really hope your wedding's like that. Good for you.
I'm not moving to Brooklyn.
All right, this is taking a turn.
Capitol Hill, buddy.
Capitol Hill is brownstones. Would you let your husband have a gynecologist office in the basement? These are just typical.
As a lawyer,
can it pay our mortgage?
It could pay your mortgage.
And we're all good.
But
that's a tax write-off, probably.
That
right?
is a total
so
tax write-off. Here's
business.
The thing. Here's the thing. He's got horrible cholesterol, and he always wants to eat subs and chips. Are you going to let him eat his subs and chips? He just makes so much money. Just let him die a few years early. Let him have his subs and his chips. And then he'll have a dream sequence and he births out a fucking sub.
And then makes Pudding Pops commercials.
He makes Pudding... No, he didn't make Pudding Pops commercials. He talked about Pudding Pops. He just advertised for Jell-O as an entity.
And then he's got a, got a marker that comes to life. The end. All right, let's get
What are your thoughts on the film Ghost Dad?
That was the one when Patrick Swayze died, and then Whoopi Goldberg.
Movie, to be honest. Did I see this movie? I have no idea.
You did. Patrick Swayze died, and then he stuck around, and Demi Moore was there, and she was fucking Ashton Kutcher, but not in that film.
Oh, no, I saw Leonard. Yeah,
and
Leonard
then, and then we
six.
Were going to do the reboot of Ghost starring today's Patrick Swayze.
You just wanted to do your shitty Patrick Swayze riff, and you just ignored my entire Bill Cosby setup.
We talked about Bill Cosby for a long time.
Well, he's the greatest.
You get so mad. I took it away from you for a second.
I love Bill Cosby. The
right,
cause.
Let's go.
No. We're going to fucking flesh this out. That's not even a saying. What is wrong with me?
Edit.
I was so happy before you came to the stage. Now I'm looking at figures and I'm poor.
I tend to do this. No, you know what you can do?
Yes,
is,
tell me.
Wipe out the caterer and make your friends cook for you.
Oh, what the fuck?
Jen, will you cook for me?
I'm just saying.
What do you want? You want
instead of a what you said. You said you're not going to register.
You want tortillas?
You have a bunch of
we
poor
are registered
friends.
For a bunch of stuff, but we just want money.
But if you have a bunch of poor friends, make them do things for you.
This
right?
sounds like the shittiest Done. Wedding that I've ever.
You're working the wedding, Jen.
Is it BYOB?
It's BYT
oh, wait,
presents at the Spanish
BYT.
Embassy. We're having a wedding. people could Marissa. People can read you where.
Well. I have several
plug,
things going
plug,
on.
Plug.
Right. Well, the wedding blog, that is theantiwedding.wordpress.com, too cheap to buy my own URL, so that's where that is.
Well, you have to spend it on this wedding.
You know what I mean? Like, there's expenses in
it. Could have, you could have had
$25,000
for like $40 a year.
Too much.
$10,000 for food.
Anyway, go
All
ahead.
Right.
Scalp
guests are going to be very lucky. The guests are going to be
How many guests do you have?
Themselves. We're aiming at 100.
Okay, that's what I'm aiming at.
Yeah.
That's a medium amount. Jen is so angry right now.
I just want to talk about not weddings.
I tried to talk about Bill Cosby for 10
too.
Minutes. And you just want... I'm sorry. Scout Mob where?
Scoutmob.com, or you can download it on your iPhone or Android or BlackBerry device.
And people should follow you on Twitter where?
At Marissa Payne.
Marissa, thank you so much for doing this, honestly. You're absolutely fantastic. I'm sorry I got depressed as soon as you mentioned numbers. I promise that I'll be more excited after the show, and we'll drink, and we'll talk about Justin Timberlake, and Bill Cosby, and fun things. Johnny.
By the way, Ed Norton.
He's a cool white guy, because remember, American History X was a solid film. He sure did.
He's an actor.
But he'll always have that giant swastika tattoo.
He's a method actor. What's wrong with that? He just wants to get in character.
Can you imagine dating him and he takes his shirt off for the first time?
Wouldn't that be a
and
great...
And you're like, what could he turn a swastika into? There's a fun game. The tattoo, like, oh, yeah, like
Windmill.
He puts some flowers
Windmill.
On it.
Windmill.
Oh, it's a Don Quixote tattoo. There
yeah.
we go. Go
yeah.
ahead. Sorry,
he was America's favorite Hulk. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Marissa Payne, everybody. Johnny,
Woo!
Play some Sugar Ray. Grave, everybody. Playing Fly by Sugar Ray. Coming to the stage is a very funny man, and this is probably the absolute worst thing for a comic to follow. 10 minutes of sad wedding talk. Sorry about that, Gabe. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Mr. Gabe Kanon Sucker, everybody. Gabe, do your thing on the stage. Yay!
I'm on that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer gets the Merv Griffith set and everyone pretends like there's no cameras in there. Oh, man, let's get fucked up. I think I'm starting to think like I drink too much. Like I'm starting to realize like I drink too much. It's getting bad when people actually tell me I drink too much. Have you ever had this happen? When someone tells you drink too much, it's infuriating. This one asshole was giving me a hard time recently. He's like, Gabriel, clearly you have a problem with alcohol. And I got mad because I was like, listen, Your Honor, you shouldn't. judge people. You don't even know me. It's fucked up. No, it's true. I had to go see the judge. I got in a little bit of trouble. I got a DUI. Everyone gets like real quiet and he's like, oh, jerk. Could have killed someone. So irresponsible. Listen, you know what the fuck you're talking about, all right? I was on a bicycle. And if you didn't know it's illegal to ride a bike drunk in D.C., well, guess what? Neither did I. For 3 blocks, I was telling the cop, go around. Go around. Fuck, really? Is that happening? I finally got pulled to the side of the road, and I was confused. I got excited for a minute, right? Because I thought I was underage or something, right? Because I was on a bicycle. So he goes up to me. He goes to me, he's a cop. He's a prick. He's like, you've been drinking tonight, son. I was like, fuck yeah. I'm drunk as shit. Got whiskey in my camel back. What do I get? It's humiliating. Side note, if you're wearing a complete pussy in D.C. jail, tell someone you got arrested on a Huffy. You will get no respect. No, not. What do you mean? Dude, I was riding dirty, man. I don't know. Word, how fast were you going? 8? I don't. No speedometer. It's true. All right, so it's February. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Everyone have a good Valentine's Day? Maybe? Nope. No, you're hanging out at Wonderland. No, you didn't. It's Black History Month. It's February, Black History Month. Oh, fuck that. No, I hate Black History Month. And I don't want to be clear about this. I don't hate black people. I hate Black History Month, all right? Because if you're a black guy, it's awesome, right? You learn about awesome things about strong black figures in this country's history who inspire you, right? If you're a white guy, you just find out that white people are assholes and have been assholes for a very long time. It's brutal, right? You feel like a German at the Holocaust Museum, like, that was bad, yes. It's fucking brutal, man. It sucks. And some of this, I just don't understand. Like, I get some of it and some of it I don't. Like some of it, like Rosa Parks. Have you ever seen a photo of Rosa Parks? She's an adorable elderly black woman, right? Who the fuck was the bus driver who told her she couldn't sit? That's a ridiculous thing. Like, I get that you hate black people. You're racist. I understand that. There's people I hate, all right? Like Kevin from work. I hate that motherfucker. Okay? He CCs my supervisor on every email. He's a piece of shit. Fuck Kevin, all right? Still, I don't show up to staff meetings and like push every chair out of the way. Like, no, Kevin, you can't sit here. If I give him a ride, I don't tell him you gotta sit in the back of the Civic. No! I'm not a dick. I don't understand it. And there's like no shame either, too. I don't know. The worst part is like you see the footage of it. You'll see like the guy, he's just like smiling next to a burning cross. I don't understand that. Like, I'm scared to have drunk photos of me going on Facebook. This guy's smiling like, there's no way I'm gonna look like an asshole in 50 years. Like, what are you thinking? That's the one thing I kind of do like about the KKK. Like, I don't like the KKK or anything they did, but there is a possibility that maybe they were Asian. You don't know, you know? They could have been Asian. I've been hoping for a long, how awesome would that be? It'd be like a black guy finding out OJ really didn't do it. It'd be awesome. I think that anti-drug commercials are getting out of control in this country. They say these ones when I was a kid. You guys remember this? It started with a woman, right? And she had an egg. She goes, this is your brain. Right? And then she cracked it on a skillet and goes, this is your brain on drugs. And like the message, it was clear. It was simple. You knew what it meant. Drugs make things delicious. And they've changed. They've gotten darker and darker. This is a real commercial I saw on TV. It starts off, it's a 16-year-old boy sitting next to a bed with like a creepy old guy, right? And the creepy old guy, or the 16-year-old boy, just looks at the camera and goes, how much am I going to get for this? And the creepy old guy just smiles and starts unzipping his pants. And the screen goes black. It says, don't smoke meth. And I was like, holy shit. Message received. And it bothered me and bothered me and bothered me. The whole time I just kept thinking, like, did this kid really exhaust all of his options? You know what I mean? Look, I get you're 16, you're hooked on meth, you need like $20, $30 whatever it costs, but it's like, dude, did you try mowing lawns? I don't understand how you made that jump. You smoke meth all day, you don't got the energy to rake some leaves, clean some gutters, rob somebody. You shouldn't rob people, but if some pervert is paying 16-year-old meth heads to suck his dick, rob the shit out of him. Fuck him. Put that gun to his head. Make him suck your dick. Fuck him. This is a gross joke. This is disgusting. $4 billion. $4 billion with a B. That is how much money this country spends on pornography every year. Which is disgusting. Because everyone in this room except that dude can tell you that shit is free. All right? Google image titties. Doesn't cost a penny. Girls don't laugh at that joke. Let me explain real quick. So they have these things on the porn sites, right? They have a thing. It's called a sample video. Or it's a sample. It's a minute of porn. It's a minute or two of having sex. And at the end of the minute, the girl comes out and she's like, "Do you like what you saw? Enter your credit card information. See the full hour, right?" And they try to lure you in. They try to lure you in with that minute-long video, right? Because they think that I can't finish in a minute. And I totally can. I've been doing this shit for years. Got a whole lot of like buffering. Go! I'll tell a story. This isn't even a polished joke yet. This happened to me recently. This was, I think, the moment where I really, I tell a lot of stories when I'm up here. This is the moment that I feel like I lost my faith in humanity. All right? This is like, this is like the straw that broke the camel's back. All right? This is the moment it really crushed my soul. I'm going to tell you this story. All right. I was taking a shit at work. I was taking a poop. And this thing, the problem at the office, like, it sucks. There's something wrong with the bathrooms there where the stalls are too close together, okay? And, like, there's a wall in between you, but the toilets are too close, and you can hear everything that's happening next to you. It's horrible. Like, I don't want to get into, like, the graphic details, but it's, like, every squish and splash is just, like, echoed through there. There's no ambient noise. It's terrible, all right? And, like, it's horrible because you can see the guy's shoes, so you know who it is. And they'll try to come over and talk to you afterwards about like something about like some normal like an Excel spreadsheet, like, you know, maybe you should merge column C and D together. You reduce confusion. Like, well, maybe you should merge some fiber into your diet, Kevin, because that was fucking disgusting. Gross. So I'm taking a poop, and like all the things that come with taking a poop are happening right now. All the smells and horrible sounds of that, and it's, you know, middle of work day, and out of the stall next to me, I heard the most disgusting thing I have ever heard in my entire life. It was the sound of a bag of potato chips opening up. I almost vomited. It was so fucking gross. I had to look. I looked at it's right there. It's like it's this close to me, okay? And I look to see whose feet these are because this is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I can't see the feet. Whoever this is, I work for a huge company, by the way. Whoever it is hiding their shoes, like a fucking 12-year-old girl scared to eat in the cafeteria. It's fucking, you're a grown-ass man. This is disgusting. I can't believe this is happening, right? And this continues. I can hear the person eating, and they're hiding their feet. It's fucking repulsive. And finally, I had to say something. I was like, hey, can you please stop that? That's gross. No response. They ignore me, right? They just stop eating. They sit there like, I'm going to ignore this. Like, I'm going to let this go. And I go, hey. That was fucking disgusting, man. Who is that? Please stop doing that. Listen, the next sound I heard was the sound of a young child crying. Turns out it was not a grown-ass man. One of my supervisors brought their kid into the office. Kid, fucking weird little kid, got scared. Then had to take a phone call and didn't know where to eat his lunch. He fucking walked into the bathroom. Little kids do it. 8-year-old kid did a weird thing, right? Apparently me shouting, that's gross! Frightened him, and he ran out crying, and I was still pooping. I couldn't go out, so all they heard was his side of the story. Now, if you've ever had to explain to an HR administrator why what you were doing in a bathroom with an 8-year-old boy that made him run out crying, it is very difficult. Okay, like, listen, okay, so we were pooping. And I was listening over there. Why were you listening to an 8-year-old poop? No, don't say it like that. Don't write that down. It's horrible. So this is the moment. So, okay, everything got explained. I didn't really get in that much trouble. Like, once the dad understood, once everything got explained, like, everything was fine, right? But I had to meet with this HR woman, and this is the thing that she said to me that fucking shattered my world. She goes, well, you're going to be okay here. I've checked the policies and procedures, and technically you didn't violate any rules, which means that at some point she had to look through the policies and procedures in our company. You fucking sheep. You fucking tool. Can't think how to, like, granted, it's a very unique situation. But the fact that she couldn't handle that on her own made me lose all faith. Like, did you really think that at any point somebody sat down and was like, listen, we should make down, we should put this in writing. Just in case this happens, you can't shout at children in the bathroom. Like, that's against the fuck. Was she, like, thumbing through the index looking for poop in eight-year-olds? Like, what are you? This is a joke in progress. We're working on it. You guys are fun. My name's Gabe Zucker. Take it easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the extremely talented, my friend, Johnny Grave.
Best man had rolled up and gone. Oh, and now what you gonna do, baby, when you find your best man rolled up and gone? Roll up to your house now, mommy, yeah, you cry till he come home. And I've been worried, baby, Lord, I won't be worried long. I've been worried, baby, Lord, I won't be worried long. Yeah, I'm gonna drink good whiskey, yes, I'm gonna ride day women's back home.
Thank you. Applause is a sound that I haven't heard in a while today. I'm coming from recording at the Cathedral Library, and I spent about 6 hours inside a library with just me, nobody else, just me recording, and it was really weird. And the voices in my head became a little bit more real. It's weird playing music. I play about 15 shows a month, and going from playing 15 shows a month where there's at least, you know, a good handful of nice, beautiful, energetic, happy people in the audience, going from that into a fucking library where it's just me and the instruments, and that's it. That was weird. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you for sticking around. I appreciate it. Here's a new one, well, an old one, but new to me. It's not important. Here's a song.
In jail, had no money for to go there, Bill. Keep your hand on your hammer, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on your hammer. Hold on. Moses went down to the Red Sea shore, smote the water with a 2x4. Keep your hand on your hammer. You hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on your hammer. You hold on. Got my hand on my hammer now. No one go my journey now. Keep my hand on my hammer as I roll on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on your hammer. Hold on. And the only chain that I can't stand is a link of hand in hand. Keep your hand on your hammer. You hold on. Oh, hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on your hammer. You hold on. Yeah, hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on your hammer. You hold on. Keep your hand.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I reckon I'll do a couple more before Brandon takes the stage and ends the podcast. We hand it off to the DJ for the night. The record I'm working on is it's actually it's named after that song. It's called The Hammer, and it's the whole record is basically it's a collection of songs that I've picked up in the past year and a half of just traveling, and these are mostly very very old songs that I've had the pleasure to sort of rework and revamp and make my own. This is one I learned from my older sister, she lives in Blacksburg, Virginia, and she plays banjo. And she would send me CDs and records and tapes. Remember tapes? Every year for my birthday, and my 18th birthday was the coolest because I got this fucking awesome record from a band called Rocket from the Crypt, and they were cool. It's a cool band. They're on Headhunter Records. Go look them up. And she also got me Bruce Springsteen's first record, which was cool too. And she also gave me a collection of North Carolina banjo songs. And this is one of them. This is from Fred Cockerham of Asheville, North Carolina. It's called Roustabout. Bill and honey, I'm going back again. High pie, high pie, my Lulu girl. Yeah, where'd you get those red leather shoes? Where'd you get that dress you wear so fine? Got these shoes from a railroad man, got the dress from a driver in the mine. Hop high, hop high, my Lulu girl. Thank you.
I never loved but one little girl, and I'm sorry that I ever loved her. She caused me to weep and she caused me to moan, and caused me to leave my dear old home. Oh, hop high, hop high, my Lulu girl. Oh, roused about, oh, roused about, hey, where have you been so long? Oh, up on the hill with a $40 bill, hey, now, honey, I'm going back again. Oh, now, hop high, hop high, my Lulu girl.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Do one more, then pass the mic to Brandon Weatherby. We had a fantastic show at the Black Cat, which is a cool club on 14th Street, last week. The show was called the Mardi Gras Carnival, and capacity upstairs at the Black Cat is 750, and we had 699, and it was awesome. How are you? How are you? If you have any suggestions for holidays between now and Halloween, I'm taking suggestions. And don't say July 4th because we have something that night. And also, everybody heads out of town for Memorial Day, so that's not a... Except Rolling Thunder. Y'all want something slow or something fast to end with? Fast? Fast, okay. Thanks, Brandon. Oh, also, I have CDs for sale for $10 a piece if y'all want to take me home with you. So there's that. Yeah. Yeah. Mama, deep blue sea, yeah. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Hey, poor Willie just got drowned, mama, in the deep blue sea. Now won't y'all dig his grave with a silver spade? Dig his grave with a silver spade, yeah. Dig his grave with a silver spade. Hey, poor Willie just got drowned, mama, in the deep blue sea. Just got drowned, baby, in the deep blue sea. Hey, y'all, keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in, yeah. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Hey, poor Willie just got drowned, baby, in the deep blue sea. Folks, and your host, Brandon Weatherby.
Playing all the Sugar Ray classics we've come to love and respect, Johnny Grave. Thank you, Johnny.